This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 322 for Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market rebounded on Thursday after 2 weeks of losses despite a major downturn in the Chicago soy complex. Chicago soy oil suffered its worst loss since December 1st of last year, while Malaysian palm oil and crude oil also closed lower. However, European rapeseed ended the day with positivity. On Wednesday, the United States Federal Reserve announced it was raising its key interest rates by 0.25 point despite an ongoing banking crisis. The Canadian dollar was up more than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $15.20 per ton at $735.20. In the U.S., corn was slightly lower, soybeans suffered their worst one-day loss in a month, and wheat was steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported another private export sale of U.S. corn to China earlier today, this time totaling 123,000 tons of old crop. Due to previous sales to China, the USDA reported 3.096 million tons of old crop bookings for the week ended March 16th, triple the same week last year and a marketing year high. The USDA's attaché in Mexico estimated corn imports to be 17.9 million tons in 2023-24, up 500,000 tons from the year before due to increased feed demand. A senior Ukrainian agriculture official said that the country's corn crop could fall short of the 21.7 million tons estimated by Ukraine's agricultural ministry last week. The May corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.32. More than 152,000 tons of U.S. old crop soybeans were sold during the week ended March 16th, according to the USDA, down from 655,000 tons 1 week earlier. There were also 199,000 tons of new crop sales, mostly to China. The USDA also reported that 121,000 tons of soy meal and 10,800 tons of soy oil were also sold during the week. Brazilian oilseed lobby ABIOV raised its estimate for the country's soybean crop 1 million tons to 153.6 million, while also estimating exports at 92.3 million. The May soybean contract was down 29 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.20. The USDA reported that more than 125,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended March 16th, down from 337,000 1 week earlier and down from 156,000 during the same week last year. In total, 39% of the wheat was hard red winter, while 27% was durum. Turkey is on the market for 695,000 tons of wheat, while Jordan issued a 120,000-ton tender, and Taiwan is seeking 56,300 tons of U.S. milling wheat. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.20. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.38. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.